scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
All right, so let's talk energy. How did the San Jose crowd feel today for you?
Great. Great turnout. It shows how much, you know, support we have behind here in San Jose, and it was, you know, fun to play in front of them.
What did you see from Team Teal today?
Just a great effort out of everyone. You know, just found a way to get the win, and I got to celebrate with that trophy. It was great.
And overall, from like the entire group, what did you see?
You know, just everyone being happy. We had a couple good pregame speeches in the room before the game to get the guys going. You know, listen to some good music before the game. I think everything helped us to, you know, get the win.
Were there any guys today that had like a surprising game to you?
Probably Eric. He was sick. Like hat trick. But like he's a great defender. You know, I thought overall like everyone on our team played pretty good. So, yeah.
Was there a miracle speech before the game? What was said before the game? Did you guys riled up?
Not really. Just little one-liners between, like, we went around the room asking guys, like, what would you say for a pregame speech? And everyone was just kind of chanting in, so.
What does that do? I mean, it's a three-day camp, but chemistry, you're getting to know the guys. I mean, how does that kind of maybe connect you guys before a game, even though it's just a scrimmage? Is it kind of fun? Just kind of get you guys laughing, joking, having a good mood before a game like that?
That's exactly it. Yeah, it just loosens us up a bit and, you know, gets you in that laughing mood when you go out there. You're just smiling, having fun, which is, you know, what it's all about.
Like you and Igor were picked up right where you left off. Is it kind of nice that you found out he was going to be on your team and when you guys were on the ice together? It's kind of nice just to have that familiarity and just feel like relax a little bit, maybe some nerves in there, maybe?
Yeah, it was nice. Like, I thought we played pretty well. We just couldn't score, but, overall, it was fun to be back on the ice with him. He's a good player, so it's good.
What are maybe your biggest takeaway from this week?
Biggest takeaway is just, you know, to keep improving, keep learning. You know, everyone's so good at the next level, and but it was a fun, you know, 3-4 days here, and you know, I can't wait to come back for rookie camp.
And you come in as your first year, just kind of this whole week. What are some of the other players who you kind of emerged as leaders? You know, kind of the guys, the veterans of the development camp process. Just what are some of the guys that kind of spoke up, gave pointers to everybody? That sort of thing.
I mean, pretty much all, like, I can't really name one or two, like, all the, like, considering me, I was a younger guy coming in, like, all of them are very welcoming, nice, can't complain.
This morning, I thought that Marshawn said that, Simon was the best cook, and, yeah, was he the best cook?
He knew what he was doing. I was asking him. He said he's been cooking since he was 13, so, like, that's pretty impressive. That definitely helped our group out there.
Yeah.
Well, you staying in town before you just flying out tomorrow again?
Tonight, yeah. I got a red eye though, so I technically don't get home till Friday. But yeah, it is what it is.
What's kind of your plan for the next couple months? Because train camp's almost around the corner here.
Yeah, just getting back on the ice when I'm home. Working out. That's about it.
You've had a little, because you're a top three pick. You had a little extra commitments with the draft lottery, and then you had the combine, and then you had to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, so is it kind of nice to have it settle down just a little bit here?
Yeah, I think, you know, the last month and a bit's been a bit of a whirlwind, but now that I'm actually, you know, here in San Jose, it's been a lot more, you know, comfortable just getting used to the, you know, habits and stuff, and I think San Jose is a really good fit.
I guess you haven't had your meeting with them yet, but so far this week, though, what's been the feedback about your game, positive or negative things you have to work on from the staff?
One thing I take away is probably just always have my feet moving. You know, everyone's so fast, the next level too. You always want to be scanning, kind of looking where your next play is. Keeping your feet moving is the biggest thing.
How much can you get done in 4 days?
Like in terms of
Def Camp, just going through it.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we did a lot. We did an escape room, cooking classes. we're on the ice twice, scrimmage. Nutrition classes, all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty fun overall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds like management tries to make it fun for you guys. Do you feel like there's a good balance of the off ice and getting some work done on ice?
Yeah, definitely a great balance. You know, there's time where you gotta, you know, be serious dialing a bit on the ice and work on your game. But then off the ice, you kind of They left us to ourselves a bit, you know, hanging out with the guys, bonding. Went to a couple of restaurants together, so it was good.
The restaurant stuck out. Eric said he was showing some guys around first time he was here. Were you one of the guys he showed around? And what do you see? What are you showing you if you did?
We went to the sushi place right beside that Valencia hotel. Mm-hmm. That place was good. And then we went to some a steakhouse the other night. It was on Santana Row. I forget what it was called. But yeah, it was good.
Did you like the area when you were exploring? I mean, how much exploring were you able to do? Obviously, a lot of commitments here, but just, you mentioned in the evening, were you able to explore the city a little bit and be like, this is a nice place? Obviously, good weather this week, so.
Yeah, we went, like, kind of towards that mall area, too. It's pretty nice there. There's a nice ice cream place we went to a couple of times, which was fun. But yeah, overall sense, that place where you stayed was great.
Dairy Queen?
No,
Salt and Straw.
Santana Row? Yeah.
Salt and Straw.
Dairy Queen, that's the stuff of champions.
Yeah, according to Florida, you're right. Yeah.
I want to ask you about Logan Couture and him coming out. Did you get a chat with him at all this week, or do you know him at all? Just, you know, he's also from Ontario.
He shot me a text after I got drafted, just, you know, wishing me the best of luck in San Jose and stuff. And, you know, he seems like a really good guy. I've never actually met him in person, but just, you know, seeing him come out to this and bring that trophy out means, you know, a lot in what he's accomplished in San Jose. So it's pretty cool.
Good.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.